enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hey, good morning. It's Thursday. Oh my goodness, it's so close to Friday. That's wonderful. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram, that's where you can find us. What's happening? At Joe and Alex Show. Facebook, we like to use our station page. So to search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Radio Now 100.9 or 92.1 Radio Now in Houston, Texas. Either way, you'll find us there. And JoeAndAlexShow.com. Live the Web Girl works for little fingers all to the bone just to post social media and blog stuff for you. So how is your finger? Did you break it yesterday trying to type stuff?
I almost did, but okay. No.
She's got a splint
it's
on
just,
right now.
Yeah, it's just a finger sprain.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're playing through. A lot of people, like, they'd sit out this, but you're like, no, I got a blog. I got stuff I got to post. Good morning. Do you live? Good morning. What the heck is that?
What?
I'm so not used to you seeing with fruit or anything healthy. Alex Clark.
I have not gone to the grocery or ordered my groceries in over a week. So I have actually it's probably more like 2 weeks. I have not gotten anything for my breakfast.
But you have an apple. I've never seen Alex with an apple.
I really don't have anything else to eat.
What's next, a vegetable? Good morning.
Right.
How are you?
Good morning. Good. I just, you know, had a nice relaxing day yesterday. I laid out. I read a little bit and that was it. Napped on my couch. Should have ordered groceries, clearly, but didn't. So
hey, you know
I
what?
Still can't find my remote. So I have no idea where it is. I'm convinced now that while I was out of town, somebody broke into my apartment and stole it to mess with me because I cannot find it anywhere. And I only keep it in the same spot. It's vanished. So it's very frustrating.
Did you check your butt cheeks?
I didn't do that yet.
That's what I've done before. I found it, so... Well, that sucks. It was funny. Well, it's not funny. I'm sorry. You lost it, but I've lost my glasses. I've had them for like 3 years. Like, to me, they're nicer.
I've never seen you wear glasses.
No, well, sorry. Ray-Bans. Like, my sunglasses,
oh.
I mean. And because usually when I buy anything that's more than like $10 at like the gas station, I never have them. I lose them. The cheap ones last forever, but the other ones just disappear. But you brought up that's missing. I'm like, I haven't seen my glasses and like my sunglasses in 3 days, so I don't know what's going on.
I bet they're in one of your Jeeps that you were driving for a while.
Yeah. Maybe it's the one that the drunk driver hit.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'll have to go. You know what? I'll have to go do a couple of test drives today to go find that one out. Liv, how was your day yesterday? We already know your finger injury recovery, but how was your day?
It was good. I found out I got the job at Cycle Bar.
Yay!
I know. So I'm so excited. I start next Monday.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to start like training as well very shortly to become an instructor because I don't want that to take a long time just because I'm so excited about it.
We'll have to get you a little sweatband to wear.
Yeah, you're gonna. She needs a bike in studio, right? Because you have to build up the endurance.
Yep.
I think she's going to have to bike during the show. We'll make it like a
maybe.
Power bike where you can power the studio.
Perfect. I'll be like the generator.
Yeah.
And then also I got all my detox stuff. I'm doing this like 30-day detox. And so today is the first day of it. So I just had to like go to the grocery, get some things, go to Target, you know, just get like organized because there's a lot that goes into it.
All right. And Pork Chop, how are you doing this morning?
I am good. I actually, ended up relaxing yesterday myself because my job called me, my other job, and they said it was going to be a little slower yesterday. So they asked me if I wanted to not come in. And I said, sure, because, you know, why would I go in if it's slow?
No money to be made.
Right. So, so I relaxed, watched the hockey game.
Did you watch the whole game?
No.
Okay.
I watched the first two periods, or the first period and a half.
Cool. We'll talk about more about that. Talk about the Stanley Cup Finals between the Bruins and the Blues. I know I'll definitely cover some of that in Joe's Need to Know News. Yesterday, it never happens, but I was like, hey, can you guys, I had an appointment scheduled for like a week or two out. I'm like, if there's a cancellation, can you call me? And I was like mid-nap, and it's like, ring, 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 ring. My phone was on, and I got to go yesterday and do physical therapy, and this is just the perfect timing for me. Yesterday, my back felt great. Like, during the show, it didn't hurt when I was sitting down. Right now, it actually doesn't feel bad either. So I'm like, of course, when I actually get to go to the therapist and work on the problem, it's gone.
That always happens.
So she's like, sure, but not to be gross, and I know it's professional, but she's really working. She's like, yeah, your actual, like, your pelvis and even my tailbone, should your, it's not aligned, which could be part of the problem and why it's pinching, because the x-ray of my disc looked fine. So not to be gross, and I'm not trying to be a child, but guys, it felt so awkward. Like, you ever have, like, awkward things in the doctor, maybe as a female, when you get that certain exam? I got my shorts on, but she's taking her thumbs pretty close, like, in my butt cheek area. Like, she's trying to feel the bones. I'm like, you know what? I don't even think my wife's done this before. This feels a little weird. But the exercises she gave me less to do, like 4 or 5 of them compared to the 10 I was doing. And I'm knocking on wood. I think it might be helping.
Good.
Like, I don't feel like I gotta stand more. I'm sitting right now, but I am so thankful. Like, it's so crazy when you have pain in your life and it goes away. You're like, wow, I feel so much better. So I'm hoping this pain is gonna be going away. But that was my day yesterday. How was yours? You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Khloe Kardashian denies that she ever cheated with Tristan Thompson when he was still with his ex, Jordan Craig. Khloe says that after finding out about Jordan, who was pregnant at the time, she was reluctant to continue seeing Tristan Thompson, but that he pleaded with her that the relationship was over before they met. This comes after court documents filed by Jordan against Tristan Thompson said that he was cheating on her 1 month after he found out she was pregnant. Khloe said, I pray my truth is, in fact, that. Lord knows I pray, but now I really don't know what to believe. Looks like he was probably lying to Khloe, shocker, and was still dating this chick. And Khloe had no idea.
That sucks.
Cuba Gooding Jr. has been accused of groping a woman's breasts in a New York City nightclub over the weekend and will reportedly turn himself into NYPD's sex crimes unit. He will most likely be arrested and booked on a misdemeanor charge of forcible touching. Cuba Gooding Jr. says the woman's claims are false and says, I trust the system and I'm going to let the process speak for itself. Another person being accused of sexual assault is actually Kenny Rogers.
What?
And I don't usually play the music when I talk about, like, cases like this because I don't want you to be like, oh, I love this song, he couldn't have done it. But I just know that a lot of people listening may not remember who Kenny Rogers is, so that's why I wanted to play this for you. So this woman says that Kenny Rogers sexually assaulted her during a movie audition in 1990. The woman met Rogers through a family friend. She said shortly after meeting him, he kept calling and begging her to come out to New York City to audition for a role, which she agreed to do. She said the two talked for a while, but that Kenny Rogers grabbed her inappropriately and tried to kiss her. The woman said before she left, he threatened her to be quiet because he had power in Hollywood and could keep her from being an actress. The woman said she just wants Rogers to apologize to her for what he did. He has not been seen in public since April of 2018 when bladder cancer forced him to cancel his tour.
God, that... I know this. I'm glad everybody comes forward with these things. They really happen. Like, you totally should say something. It just sucks to think of, like, why are so many people that, for whatever reason, thought at one time it was okay to do these things? Like, whether you're a movie person, a musician, like, just a regular Joe, an average Joe, like... What the hell's wrong with you to think you can touch somebody and that's okay? I don't get that.
Dave Matthews revealed that he used to have knives thrown at him as a magician's assistant and was even lit on fire.
I did get knives thrown at me, but it wasn't like for a prolonged period. But it was a little while I did work with this guy, Dave Vanderveer. Yeah, they were heavy knives, but he was pretty accurate. I don't think he wanted to kill me, but they'd go in the wall around me, sticking to the wall. We also used to do, he lit me on fire. We do a thing, but not all of me, like just the arm of my shirt.
What the? No
way. I know, isn't that wild?
I'm not going to get hit in the face with a knife.
He's always kind of lived on the edge like that, though.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Listen, death is not fun. It's sad, but I like people that go out in style, and this person certainly did that. They went out, some would say, like a king. What did they do? Well, they surprised workers at Burger King because this person loved Burger King so much that they had the Hearst drive on through, and he ordered his favorite thing, at least somebody did for him, a bacon cheeseburger, and they slapped that right on top of the coffin.
So, that is totally going to be me with Chick-fil-A one day.
I was going to ask, let's say like you had your little last meal with you, like it's going to go down with you in the ground. What are you going to take? I mean, think about that for a second. Let me give you a little thinking music right here. What would you want to be with you in the afterlife? You're dropping 6 feet down into the ground. What are you taking? Because for me, I'm torn. I know I said for one answer, but part of me wants like a giant order of Taco Bell. Like, I want everything that I'll be farting in the afterlife.
Ew.
Like, I want a chicken quesadilla. I'd like a nice bean burrito.
Ew.
Cheesy gordita crunch sounds good.
Your farts are going to smell so bad.
Oh, yeah. I'll kill all the worms. Anything down there that's supposed to eat me and turn me into dirt ain't going to happen because that gas will do a number. Then the other thing I would think later in life I came to this, but I've really fallen in love with Chick-fil-A. Like, it could be a simple Chick-fil-A sandwich. It could be one of those grilled chicken wraps with the avocado lime ranch. That stuff's dope.
Pork chop.
I think that's what I would do.
I don't know. I'm trying to think about this. I'd want some sort of, like, pasta. Like, a cheesy pasta.
Would you, like, want something from Olive Garden? Like, unlimited pasta and breadsticks?
Just
a big-ass platter of breadsticks on top?
Or fazoli's?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds
so good.
Yeah, I want
the Alfredo sauce and the breadsticks and the salad and some sort of fettuccine Alfredo.
Okay, Liv the Web Girl, would it be a salad or what?
There's this place called The Juicery, and they have a really good, like, green spinach and celery juice.
You know what? When you're dead, live a little.
Joe's Need to Know News, here's what we got for you today. The St. Louis Blues ended their 51-year drought and won their first Stanley Cup. They beat the Boston Bruins 4-1 in Game 7 last night. The Blues, by the way, this is so crazy. They were in last place back in January.
Yeah.
So it's like, you probably, if you were a Blues fan, you're like, oh, we're not going anywhere this year.
They've basically had like 2 months to get their stuff together. And then they've just been on this like amazing, amazing run ever since like February.
Wish we could
do
that.
It's been insane.
Wish this show could get our stuff together. We're always in last place. I'm kidding. Thank you for listening. Kind of sticking with sports, the U.S. women's soccer team has defended themselves after being slammed yesterday. A lot of people were hating, or at least some were, saying that they shouldn't have celebrated every goal. By the way, they scored 13 goals in a 13-0 defeat of Thailand. Striker Alex Morgan, one of the front people that scores a lot of the goals, she actually tied a World Cup record. She had 5 goals herself. She said, quote, "I think it's disrespectful if we don't show up and give our best and play our game for the full 90 minutes. It's disrespectful to the Thai team." I agree with her. I think we all agree on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks. If you're Team Thailand, ouch, that hurt. But you know what? Yeah, play the game. You don't let off. You do your thing. Now, speaking of that, we should be living in Miami, guys. We would have been drunk. A bar in Miami had a promotion that every time the U.S. Women's World Cup team scored a goal, everybody in the bar got a free shot.
Cool. Oh, my gosh. Man. They would have been, like, wheeling us out of there.
Yeah, you know, but yay, goal! They had to cut the promotion off early, though, in the first game on Tuesday because, well, they won 13-0. So I don't know when they cut it off, but that's not good. They're going to do it where for the next game, they're going to say just come have one shot before the game on us.
Yeah.
Probably a smart idea. NBA Finals, sticking with sports. The Raptors are currently leading 3-2. If they win in Game 6 tonight, they'll take home the championship for the first time. So that's another reason for me, at least, little sports dude in me. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to see the team win for the first time, have that city, have that town get to celebrate that.
So obviously a lot of people are rooting against the Warriors just because they're kind of sick of the dynasty, but I'm not going to lie. I feel so bad for Kevin Durant. I honestly don't care at this point. If the Warriors win, I'm like, okay, good. Like, Kevin Durant literally put his body on the line for them. And then, like, he tore his Achilles. Like, that's just awful.
He's out for like a year.
For sure. He'll be out all next season. So, but then at the same time, Toronto's never won. So I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm torn here.
I don't think I'd ever say this, but I'm rooting for Canada. I know. Forgive me. This is insane. Has anybody ever been to Chicago before on the show? I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Alex, you ever been?
No.
You've never been to Chicago?
Oh, Chicago, yes.
I was going to say, you go all the time.
Yeah. No, I've been to Chicago. Yeah.
Have you ever been up to the Willis Tower? It used to be called the Sears Tower. It's a big building in Chicago, part of the skyline.
It's been years, but I have been up there.
Did you ever walk? They have this like clear glass you can walk on. Have you done that? I never have done that, and I never will. The protective coating on the glass-floored balcony, they call it the Willis Tower now, got renamed, in Chicago began to crack beneath visitors' feet yesterday.
Oh, my word.
It was on the 103rd floor, which is located in that little tourist attraction area of the Sky Deck right there. And, oh, my gosh, it gives you a panoramic view of Chicago, which is beautiful. But the floor just started cracking. It freaked a woman and her 2 kids out who were standing on the balcony. Now, a building spokesperson, building spokesperson here,
No one was ever in danger because there are three layers and the ledge was immediately closed after the incident. Thank you. Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I get to see my fat ass falling like 300 feet or 500 feet.
Ah! How scary. I'd never go back.
I wonder if they do have a weight limit.
God, I don't know. I went to Sky Zone the other day with my little brother. I do Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and me and Mike were hanging out. And speaking of weight limits, I was like, there's no way this trampoline was meant to hold a 400-pound man. I just felt like I was going to, like, boing, like, go right through. Like, help, I'm down here.
Did you at least jump into the foam pit?
Yeah, but I couldn't get out. It was embarrassing.
Really?
Well, I got out. Obviously, I'm here, but it was a one and done. I'm like, you know what?
How long did it take you? Like 15 minutes?
You know, this really has nothing to do with Need to Know News. Let's stick to the important stories this morning. I don't know if you guys are hungry or not, but you might already be full. According to a new study, we ingest so much plastic, it's the equivalent of eating an entire credit card every week.
Oh, what? My gosh. Gross.
The main source delivering the plastic into our bodies, they say, water bottles.
Oh.
Or just water, shellfish, Alex, shellfish, pork chop, beer.
What?
And salt. I guess like little particles are in there, so they all combine, come in there. So
wow.
I've given up on my body. Who knows all the bad stuff I put into it. And finally, Alex and Liv, I don't know how competitive you are, but if you want to get to the latest competition, you're going to have to head to Russia for this one. You ever seen guys do the slapping competition?
Yes.
Where they just like slap the crap out of each other. Sometimes they knock the guy out.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay, what do you think about this though? Women deserve to be involved in something. A new competition in Russia. It's booty slapping championships.
Ow.
Why can't they just do face slapping?
It involves female competitors spanking each other as hard as possible.
Oh,
and the goal is
gosh.
To make the person you're spanking have to step forward.
I mean, that seems a little like 50 years in the past.
I'm just saying I'm willing to be a judge.
Come on.
I don't think they would have done that 50 years in the past.
Yeah, where would you grow up at?
They would have freaked out. That would have been so scandalous to have something like that happen.
No, but I'm saying like, it's just like, why can't the women just do like the regular face slapping? Why do they have to like sexualize it into like them spanking each other?
Oh, you don't think guys slapping each other in the face is sexual? I think it's very sexual.
Maybe they couldn't get enough girls to want to sign up to do the face one.
Would you rather be hit hard in your face or in your butt? I'd rather get hit hard in the butt than in the face.
Well, I'd rather get slapped in the face and like spanked in front of like hundreds of people.
Well, it's more of a slap. I don't think it's like you're over the knee.
Well, I know, but like
you've been a bad Liv. You've been a bad Liv.
Yeah, I'm not saying enough. Nope.
Okay, cool. Then I guess Pork Chop and I will have to put our butts on the line. That's what we'll do. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out. Sorry, no booty pics on the website at joeandalexshow.com.
Call the Joe and Alex Show at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. That's 1-833-563-2539.
Father's Day is just around the corner. A little friendly reminder from the Joe and Alex Show to you. So we figured we would share some Father's Day kind of jokes, maybe some bad dad jokes, or if you got good ones, those are cool too. 833-JOE-ALEX, chime in, guys, girls, kids, whoever, if you've got a dad joke that you can share with us. Hopefully somebody can write it down or listen to the podcast later at joeandalexshow.com and use it on their pops or their granddad or the father figure in their life. This coming weekend, feel free to let me know if anybody's got jokes. I got a few here. All right, Liv the Web Girl, you have one. You want to kick it off? No pressure.
Yeah, I'll kick it off. I feel like this is like the dad joke.
Okay, let's hear it then. Liv the Web Girl.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Oh, hi, hungry. I'm Tim. I like that one. Okay, boom. Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
How much does a hipster weigh?
How much does a hipster weigh? I don't know.
An Instagram?
What?
An Instagram.
Oh, an Instagram. I get it.
Like a gram, like a little Insta.
Yep. Hipsters. Yep.
Hey guys, these are bad dad jokes. Come on, Porkchop's laughing. I think Porkchop would be the bad dad of the group
like
right here.
I feel like bad dad jokes are like so blatantly obvious jokes. That one wasn't as obvious.
Okay,
to
then
me.
Let me try this one. Liv.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France?
No.
There was nothing left but debris.
Okay, that's better.
Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Ooh.
Oh.
What?
Frostbite.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I've been busy a lot lately. I do enjoy reading. I've actually been reading a book on the history of glue. I'll tell you what, I just can't seem to put it down.
I don't get that one.
Glue! Glue. I've been reading a book on glue.
Oh,
I can't put it
down.
It's stuck
Stop.
In my hand.
Okay, wait, I have it. I have one.
Okay, live the web, girl.
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day.
Oh, my God.
That is a good dad joke.
Did your dad text you that one?
No.
That's a good joke right there.
Though. You know, every single Chad frat boy-looking dude on Bumble has, like, I got good dad jokes in their freaking bio.
Yeah,
every
absolutely.
Single guy.
Do you like those when you're checking them out?
No, it's, like, so overdone. Like, literally, I'm telling you, every guy says, I know good dad jokes. Every guy.
Wait, I just
And they're not even dads. They're, like, 23 years old.
I just found one, and this is a really good like dad one.
See, right,
like,
these
are just so blatantly obvious, like that's why it's like funny.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece.
I like that one. If prisoners could take their own mugshots, what would they be called?
Ooh. Oh, I know. Wait, I think I figured it out.
Alex, go ahead.
A selfie.
Yes, it would be a selfie.
C-E-L-L.
Yes, okay. What's at the bottom of the ocean and twitches?
What?
A nervous wreck.
Like a shipwreck.
Okay, you know what my dad used to always tell me, guys? I mean, rest in peace to my dad. He would always say this. You know what? He's like, Joe, I wouldn't buy anything with Velcro. It's a ripoff. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's get to the real experts out there because Lord knows we're not. Brandon, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Do you got anything, a little dad joke you can share with fellow people out there?
I sure do. It was one my dad always told me. He always asked, so Pete and Repeat are sitting on a bench, and Pete falls off. Who's left?
Repeat.
So Pete and Repeat are sitting on a bench. Pete falls off. Who's left?
Okay. No, that's a good one right there.
Good one.
Thank you, Brandon, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's talk to Chase. Hey, Chase, here on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's going on? What do you got, buddy?
Is your middle name Wi-Fi? Because I'm feeling a connection.
that's a good one.
I hope my dad doesn't do that because that feels really awkward. I don't want that connection with my father. That
okay,
felt very sexual.
I got one.
All right, let's hear it.
Today, my son asked, can I have a bookmark? And I burst into tears. 11 years old, and he still doesn't know my name is Brian.
Yeah, see, that is a dad joke. I will say, my dad, when I see him at least 5 times, he does the, oh, look, you got something on your shirt, and then, like, flicks the nose.
Yes.
Every single time.
Guys, what did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
What?
I'm gay.
Maybe some didn't know. He said, supplies!
Oh, that's cute.
I don't know. Maybe I'm gay's a little bit better. Those are just some of the things we have. Maybe we could do some more tomorrow, and you can think about them too. But listen to the podcast if you missed part of this. We were giving out some bad dad jokes. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. Oh, man, I hope I don't get pulled over for a while. I love law enforcement. I respect the men and women that serve and protect, but I hate getting tickets, guys. I actually got pulled over. I don't think the people at the Jeep place know this from Champion Jeep, but I got pulled over doing like 85 on the highway trying to pick my wife up at the airport.
That's not good.
Yeah, the cop gave me a break, though, so thank you, officer, even though you were mad at me. Now, this cop didn't give somebody a break when they pulled him over. It wasn't for speeding like I was doing. What were they doing? Well, the police chief gave this kid a $575 ticket for throwing a lit cigarette out of the window.
Oh, really?
$575. That's what happened. When he asked the driver, hey, man, why'd you do that? The driver said, well, I didn't want my car to burn. Well, he replied pretty savagely, well, then don't smoke in your car.
Boom. There you go.
Badge drop. That's what he told the guy. This is the second time in less than a year, I guess, this police chief in particular has handed out a ticket for someone tossing a cigarette out of their car. The amount of the ticket, they say, corresponds with British Columbia's Wildfire Act. So, like, what he was written for the ticket was Wildfire Act violation.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was illegal.
Here's my question.
It's littering.
And then that's what I'm wondering. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know what you do. Because I agree. Like, when I see people flick a cigarette, it really gets me pissed. I get really upset by that.
So many people do it, so you think it's not illegal, but it is illegal. It's littering.
But can you toss anything out of your car?
No.
Well, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, water or something like my apple core.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
And a banana peel.
You can, but what about like the Mario Kart effect? Like, what if I get in an accident because Liv's banana peel spins me out?
No, it won't cause a car wreck.
Tough luck. Swerve out of the way. Yeah,
watch out for that turtle shell. 833-JOE-ALEX. If there is an actual person in law enforcement that can confirm what Alex is saying, I would like that. But just in general, let's go around the room here on the Joe and Alex show. Do you think it's okay to toss anything out of your car, like cigarette, if we smoked? Yes or no?
No.
I'd say no. I'd agree with you on that one. What about, like, you brought up an apple core. I occasionally used to eat an apple on the way to work, and I would toss it out my window.
Yeah, that's fine.
It is. Why? Because it's biodegradable? Right. Like, it's going to break down?
Right.
But then let me ask you this. Won't animals be causing more accidents because a little raccoon or a deer will be like, I smell something in the road. And
well,
they're gonna
go I don't toss stuff like that out on just like an interstate. I'm tossing stuff like that out on a side road or whatever when I have trees next to me. Something like that, forest or grass. Like, I'm not going to throw that just in the middle of the interstate.
Okay.
It's got to be where you're next to woods.
And there's not going to be animals really on the interstate besides like deer sometimes.
Maybe, you know, the chupacabra or something.
Yeah.
I think you've really been obsessed with the chupacabra a lot lately.
The goat sucker!
Have you seen a goat sucker around?
She's breeding them in her apartment.
I watch a lot of YouTube videos on those and the Mexican witch. Do you know who I'm talking about? Remember, I made you watch that video.
I have no idea who the Mexican witch is. No.
Yes, you do. I made you watch. I can't think of what the name is. Those guys were on vacation in Mexico, remember? And the woman, the white witch, was running after their car really fast. She has a name. Somebody now that is listening that is Spanish knows.
Oh my gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about. This was a while ago. Someone sent you the video, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. So if she's coming at me, then I might throw my banana peel at her. Maybe get her to get away from me.
Anna's on the phone. You're talking about you actually use this witch thing Alex is talking about too to scare your kids.
I use it to scare my children at night. I know I'm such a bad mom, but growing up Mexican, that's what my mom used to make sure I was in bed and didn't get out.
So, what do you say?
I tell them if they get out of bed, La Llorona's going to get them.
So, and does it work?
It does. It does, especially for my son. My daughter's like, whatever, mom. But yeah, it works.
How old are your kids?
8 and 4.
Did you show them the actual YouTube video of La Llorona?
No. My daughter probably Googled it. My son, kind of just like scary. I make it sound scary, so he's okay with it, especially with, like she said, chupacabras.
Yeah.
That too. I've showed them all of those and told them all those stories, and they're like, Mom, don't ever take me back to Mexico.
You are mom goals. That is me as a mom. I love it.
So, I mean, growing up, those are the stories that we heard. So I make sure that I pass them down and I tell them to them. So
there you go.
I keep them in line.
Yeah, keep the tradition alive of scaring the hell out of children. We love it.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
Jessica Biel is receiving backlash for her views on childhood vaccination after she was seen supporting anti-vaccine crusader Robert Kennedy Jr. They were lobbying against SB 276, a bill in California that would limit medical exemptions from vaccinations without approval from a state public health officer. The director of Vaccinate California said a Hollywood celebrity should not have credibility on an issue about how to regulate the medical profession when an overwhelming number of medical professionals support this bill. It's the Jenny McCarthy show all over again. Now, Jessica Biel has never discussed her views on vaccinations before this, but she was like, by the time I went to bed last night, I think this was number two trending thing on Twitter. I mean, people were just livid about this. But I was thinking, you know, if Justin Timberlake wants to remix this song, Sexy Back, he could just be like, I'm bringing vaccines back.
Yep. Not bad. We did that on the chorus, but I still think it sounded pretty damn good.
Fuller House creator Jeff Franklin was fired and lost his deal with Warner Brothers. Apparently in 2018, he reportedly created a toxic work environment and made crude and inappropriate comments to female coworkers.
Pork chops sound familiar?
He boasted of orgies, belittled female directors, and told his female staff that he wished he could make them all get hysterectomies. According to one source, while two other female coworkers said that Franklin would constantly invite them to his home and remind them to wear their bikinis, he also had been overheard saying to one girl, she's one nose job away from a good blank, about one of the underage girls on set.
Oh my my gosh.
Yeah, in April, he filed a lawsuit against the executive producer of the show, Brian Behar, claiming that he had been plotting to get him kicked off of Fuller House. Of course, a classic case of somebody not being able to take responsibility for their own actions. Must be this guy trying to get me fired. Not, you know, all the nasty stuff that I'm saying around my coworkers. Courtney Love, you know her. She is the ex-wife of Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. She says she once saw the ghost of her ex-husband.
Ooh, hello, Courtney.
When Courtney moved from Seattle to Los Angeles with then-boyfriend Edward Norton and her daughter Frances Bean, she claimed she saw Kurt Cobain sitting in a chair in her new home. She says Kurt said hi and then left.
Ooh, I gotta go.
What's up with celebrities always claiming to see ghosts and have ghost sex? Like, that happens all the time. Kesha, all these people, they hook up with ghosts and stuff.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Why does that happen to us regular people?
Well, like, for a long time when I was single, that's about the only person that would hook up with me was a ghost. That was about all the action I was getting.
And Jason, is it Sudeikis?
Mm-hmm.
He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she had him talk to like a group of kids about life, and it's really funny.
Do your parents do annoying things ever?
I love cherries.
You love cherries?
Okay.
Your parents, do they ever do anything that annoys you?
They just relax and have fun and watch TV.
Yeah, and that's annoying, because you want them to bring home that bacon.
Yeah.
I hear you.
They just suddenly come and interrupt me when I'm in the middle of Harry Potter.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, it's in my backpack.
I love it.
Why didn't Harry Potter, Mom?
Coming up in the next garbage, are Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise gonna fight?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Ask Alex is going on right now. If you'd like to be on, you can always email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Let's say hi to Melanie. She is the one that wrote us and now on the phone. Hey, Melanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on. So let's get right into it. Why are you on the Joan Alex show today for Ask Alex, Melanie?
I just wanted some advice involving you all, actually. I love your show. I listen every single day, but there is just one thing that gets my last nerve, and it's pork chops whole bean.
Yeah. Whoa.
Pork chops annoying to you, okay.
Yes. The fact that he has 800 jobs and still somehow never has money. Clearly, it's a problem he has, and he isn't managing his money correctly.
All right, clearly you didn't hear our Chris Hogan podcast, but go ahead.
I don't know. I can't also stand that he's such a pushover. He's totally the kind of person who lets people get away with whatever they want, and he never speaks up for what he deserves.
It's called being nice, but go ahead.
That kind of lack of backbone is just so irritating. And any time he's making an argument, it just sounds like he's whining. I mean, none of his arguments are ever backed up with logic or rationale, and he plays both sides of the fence so often. I mean, I wonder if he's even had an intelligent opinion in his life, you know?
Ooh.
I think all my opinions are very intelligent, but go ahead.
Well, his voice sounds like an underdeveloped pet store hamster. You know, if there was a show about pork chop, it'd be called Vanilla. And that entire idea he had yesterday about getting a chicken in his apartment to save money on eggs just proves how stupid he is.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Melanie, we don't have to call people stupid. I think you do have some good points, by the way, but we don't have to be that mean.
Okay.
Look, guys, I want to keep listening, but I need advice on how to get over my complete and utter distaste for him in particular.
Yeah.
So you're saying, like, are you asking us to, like, have his mic maybe lower?
I think she wants us to get rid of him.
Well, yeah, okay. Do you want us to fire Porkchop and get a new producer? It took us forever to get him.
I know you're not going to fire Porkchop. I just want to be able to just deal with him and just get over it, you know? Help me.
Poor
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. Call us and tell us what you think about what Melanie is saying.
Does she have a point? I mean, I'm not trying to piggyback on Pork Chop, but does Melanie have any legit beef?
I think that we have four completely different personalities and types of people on this show.
Oh, I agree with Alex on that.
I think that it is natural that as a listener, you might not like one of us, me included, Pork Chop included,
I
whatever.
Feel like most people, because Alex is the most outspoken, I'd say most people don't like you. Not that there's anything wrong with you, but I'm surprised to hear Melanie calling up about Pork Chop.
Well, I'm surprised because, like, it's not super uncommon. Like, we've seen tweets and stuff like that in DMs. Like, people think me, Liv, like, people think I'm annoying. People think Alex is annoying. People think Joe is annoying. But it's, like, not very frequent that we hear people thinking that producer Porkchop's annoying.
I bet you she's a part of the Westboro Baptist Church or something. She's homophobic.
But she didn't say anything homophobic.
Gay related. I know, but maybe. I don't know.
Melanie, are you homophobic?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, okay. She just doesn't like your personality. But here's the thing. You don't have to like all of our personalities. I think if you like the stuff that we're talking about and you have someone at least on the show that you feel like, oh, I agree with them, I relate to them, like that's, isn't that good enough? Like, I, you know, obviously we all adore Porkchop, and I'm the one that found him and brought him to our boss and said, I think that this is the guy that we should hire for producer. I think that there's a lot of stuff that he adds to the show that's important and that we need. And I just don't feel like she really has any valid points. Like, I don't think there's anything that we can do for her. Like, I mean, that's okay if she doesn't like him, but that doesn't mean that we have to change anything. 833 Joe Alex.
Does Melanie not have some good points, though, here with Porkchop, simply relating to the fact that maybe as a listener, it can be annoying because he is kind of flip-floppy. He never really stands his ground and says, dang it, this is what I think, or you're wrong, Alex, or you're wrong, Joe. I mean, he gets frustrated with us. Like right now, like, he's not even jumping in.
Well, I was going to say, first, I'm
she
actually
said exactly.
I'm kind of flattered because it sounds like she does listen a lot. Like, she really does know me. I've only been here for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, a lot of everything I do is just based upon treat others like you want to be treated. Just be nice and kind and spread love. And it sounds like she's kind of hating on that. Maybe, oh, I bet you there's some, like, deeper therapy here. Melanie, did something happen when you were younger? Was someone mean to you?
Oh, Lord, no. Everyone gets mean to everybody, but no. I mean, just that I like that you say that it's about love and compassion for others. But yes, like, take a stand on a side sometimes. Like, it's not always, like, so horrible to have a solid opinion.
Well, I just like to be fair and look at things from the middle. And then I will choose a side, and if I feel like my side is right, then I will say that the side I have chosen is right. But I always like to look at things from the middle.
The only way that I would put any validity into what Melanie is saying is if, like, no one calls to defend Porkchop. Then I'm going to be worried, like, wait, what if everyone really does hate him? And then that hurts the show. So then we might have to get rid
of Melanie, can you do me a favor? Can you hang on? I'm going to see if anybody will call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe they'll be on your side. I mean, like Alex said, hopefully one person listening will defend Porkchop. That would be really, really bad if they didn't. Melanie, hang on. Porkchop, you hang on too. Actually, you should probably go try to answer phones to see if you can get somebody on your side.
Yeah, I'm busy editing audio.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll talk to you next here on Radio Now.
Porkchop!
Yeah, apparently, Melanie, you probably don't want to hear that much. Melanie called in today for Ask Alex, and you can always be part of the show. Just email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And she's like, you know, guys, I'm really kind of getting tired of Porkchop. He's the most annoying person on the show because I guess he's so neutral. He has no opinion. He has no backbone. Am I missing anything, Melanie, what you're thinking?
No, you've got it. The voice, the pushover, just...
You know what, Melanie? I'm tired of it, too. I'm tired of having to work 800 jobs to make money. So we agree there.
He's mad, Melanie.
Mm-mm. All right, let's go to the phones. Melanie, you can stay there, too, because I'm sure some people want to get to you. Also, social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Live the web, girl. We'll get to some of your tweets in a few seconds here. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You also got Melanie and you got Porkchop. What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that at first I didn't like any of you guys until I actually started listening to the show. Then I got used to you guys.
Oh, thank you. So that's all it is. See, Melanie, you just got to give him a little bit more time. He'll rub his...
Yes, and as to Melanie, I think she's being really mean.
Melanie.
Oh, and how long did it take for you to like everybody? Well, I started listening to it every day, and it took me like maybe a couple weeks, and... I love listening to it on Monday, so I think that's what hooked me.
Okay, so who is your least favorite? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I think everybody has to answer that. Who is your least favorite on the show?
That's so...
I think it would be Liv.
Aw, thanks, sweetie.
All right, Liv and Pork Chop, neck and neck, tied right now.
I'll take it. Let's go to Allie on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Allie, what do you want to say about Pushover Pork Chop?
Hi, I think that Melanie sounds like the whiny one that she felt the need to call the show on Ask Alex. I think she should maybe reevaluate her life.
Pretty strong words.
Does she have no points, though, Allie? Being honest here, I don't like anybody attacking the show, but we have to do an actual internal check of ourselves here to be real. Does she have any points that she made?
Well, like you guys said, everyone's got a different personality, and Porchak's like he's like the mediator. He keeps everyone kind of like on balance and just chill, and I think that's important in the show, because when Porchak was in here, it was just Alex and Alex, you and Joe, and you guys all have really big opinions, so I mean it's a nice like balance. And if she doesn't like it, then I don't think it would be that bad without one less listener.
Would you say that me, Alex, and Liv having opinions kind of outweighs Porkchop of never having an opinion?
Does that outweigh him?
Does it kind of like balance it out? Maybe like Porkchop never has anything. He's kind of like Switzerland. He's like, I don't know, guys.
I don't really think that at all. I think he does have opinions, but he doesn't feel the need to be obnoxious about it.
Like, well, there's only one thing that you said that I disagree with, and that's that it's okay for us to have one less listener. Actually, it isn't, because we only have three, so.
Yeah. We'd like to keep our jobs. No, Allie, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Maddie this morning. Maddie's on the Joe and Alex Show. You also got Melanie. Melanie, you're still there, right?
Yes, I am.
It's amazing. Each second she hangs on, it blows my mind.
Does Melanie have any good points that she's made?
I don't think so. I think Porkchop is amazing, and I think it takes a lot out of a person to actually see both sides of a story or a situation, because most people are usually weighed one way or another. There's no in-between, and I have absolutely no problem with Porkchop, and he's so freaking cute.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it a shame he's bi and not into you?
Oh, Joe.
No, I'm just saying. I said, isn't it a shame?
I might be if
and
I'm
also,
single.
That bisexual literally means.
Yeah, it means you like both.
Yeah. Well, right now he's into dudes, so get over here, okay? What do you want me? Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
I give
that
up.
Actually has to do with one of these tweets.
Go ahead.
Ramon says, wow, she ripped into producer Porkchop. Sorry, can't defend him. Every single day, someone has to introduce him that he is bisexual. That has to preface every single one of his opinions. Oh, by the way, Porkchop is bisexual. Dot, dot, dot. Who cares? Just tell the story.
I would say I would not lay the blame in that on Porkchop. I would lay the blame in that on Joe.
What?
Joe is who always brings that up. It is not Porkchop.
You are the one that did just bring it up,
You just
Joe.
Did it. You
but
always
I define,
bring that up.
But that's my job on the show, is to let people know who they can connect with and who is who. You can, of course, connect with somebody that's not exactly what you feel like, but Alex is this. I'm Joe the dumb husband. Liv the web girl as well. Liv the web girl. And then there's Porkchop.
Yeah, but it's not like every single time you introduce Alex, you're saying, oh, by the way, she loves politics. She loves chicken nuggets. Alex is straight. Like, it's not like every single time you address or talk to Alex,
how
you're
should
saying
I,
that.
Going forward, then identify you, Porkchop? How would you like to be identified, Porkchop?
Does it bother you that he always says he's bisexual?
It doesn't bother me, no.
I introduce you to Porkchop, the guy that has no opinion on anything. Go.
I think sometimes it seems a little bit desperate, like we're like, oh, he's like bisexual. So like, if you're in the LGBTQ community, like you got to listen to what. Like, I think sometimes bringing it
I
up
think
so
it's
much.
So
well, we really well. Yeah. Okay.
I think we're going down a rabbit hole here.
Sorry.
But yeah, I forgive you. Liv, she'll take us down rabbit
but,
holes.
But Elizabeth says, Melanie is the worst. I've definitely heard him stand his ground, especially during the game. She can stop listening. One less listener isn't going to hurt.
Rachel's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Rachel? You also got Melanie and Porkchop, who is just Porkchop, and that's it.
Hi. Okay, so I have two things to say. One is...
Hey, Rachel, talk directly into your phone. I'm having such a hard time hearing you.
Can't hear you. Okay, sorry. I have two things to say. One is that whenever someone new comes in, it is a little weird. Like, you kind of have to get used to them. That's no big deal. You will get used to them. So it was nice whenever it was just Joe and Alex. But then you got Liv, which is cool. And then you got Porkchop, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then second, I think a great personality is someone who's open-minded and you can talk to anyone about a topic, because they're not going to get all hi-ho on their one opinion, you know?
Right.
So I think it's great that Porkchop is neutral and can talk about anything and everything and can see someone else's side of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I'm surprised, Melanie, more people aren't calling in to defend what you're saying.
hey, I know it's my opinion, and I want to be able to get over it. So apparently I'm going to have to love the fact that he's neutral. So yes. When I listen, I guess that's what I'm going to have to focus on, that he can speak to everyone across the board.
There you go.
That's how I'm going to just like, poor Chop, he's neutral on everything. Melanie,
that might be a better way to introduce him, sure.
I'm going to have to do it that way. Hey, thank you for calling in today for Ask Alex. I know we're still getting tons of tweets that we can't get to right now on the air, but if you want to share your opinion about this and if you agree with Melanie or not, you could tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
And find it on Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
Just let the record show, too, that Alex and I, nobody said we are annoying, which is a big surprise.
No, they'll come out.
Radio Now, it's the Joe and Alex Show. Twitter and Instagram, that's one way you can connect, at Joe and Alex Show. And you can also call us, 833-JOE-ALEX. Listen, I like don't know from personal experience, but I believe that being a stay-at-home mom is like having a full-time job that you don't get paid for. But does this make things right for what happened to this guy? A man was ordered to pay his ex-wife almost $200,000 for 27 years she dedicated to housework. This happened in Argentina. The judge ordered a man to pay his ex-wife approximately $179,000 after she gave up her career for nearly 3 decades so she could clean the house and raise their kids.
That's awesome.
The unidentified woman, who's 70 years old, struggled financially after the couple's 2011 divorce, while her husband continued to live well. The woman is reportedly an economics graduate, but like I said, gave up her career for 27 years to focus on, quote, traditional household and child-rearing duties. 833 Joe Alex, does this lady deserve a dime of this money that they got divorced? $200,000 this man had to give her, or is it like, hell yeah, you know what it's like being a stay-at-home mom or dad? It ain't easy.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, if he has the money, why not? I think that's great.
I'm torn. Like, I know I'm gonna get my stuff chopped off later by my wife by saying this, but it's like, I don't know. Isn't that like an agreement that you just take?
If he's a millionaire, then that's fine. If he only makes, you know, $60,000 a year or something like that, obviously you can't afford, I don't think, to just give your ex-wife that much money. But I mean, if he has the money, I don't see how there is any issue with this at all. Do you feel like she doesn't deserve it? Like, this is just not fair?
No, like, because that's why, I'm trying not to do a pork chop here, but I can see both sides because, listen, like, why should it matter if he's a guy that you say that makes $60,000 a year or makes $600,000 a year? Like, it's still his money and they're separated.
If I was on his side, like, if I was on his legal team, yeah. I mean, the only thing that I feel like I would be saying is, well, she, you know, that was her choice. She chose to be a stay-at-home mom or whatever. Like, she could have stayed in her career, and so that's why my client isn't going to give her this money. That's really the only defense I can see in this situation.
Because she sacrificed her career 30 freaking years, like half a lifetime. She sacrificed doing what, quote-unquote, everybody thinks is right or should be done, and that is raising a family and making that sacrifice for the good of the family. And I, you know what it is, though, too? I couldn't find it. It wasn't a very long article, but I don't know why they got divorced. I don't know if it was like there was a cheating thing. I don't know. Like, if she did something, if she was cheating on him, which I don't think she did, of course I would totally disagree, saying no, she shouldn't get any.
Do you think it makes a difference if it was him asking for the divorce versus her, and if she gets the money? Like, if she wanted the divorce and now she's asking.
Yeah, then no money for her.
Yeah.
No money for her. Jessica's on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, we'll kick it off with you. What'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say, you have to think about the fact that she didn't work for 30 years, and to get a job after being out of the workforce for 30 years is nearly impossible. And like in the military, if you are with your husband for more than half of his term, so to retire is 20 years, if you're with them for more than 10 years, you get half of their retirement pension.
Ooh, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, so my husband's military, and that's one of the things in the military community that a lot of the guys hate, because if they're with them for half of the time, they're entitled to that.
Wow.
And I think she was definitely deserved that, because she lost 30 years in the workforce. She had, you know, for someone to hire her, like I said, is nearly impossible. And for her to go get a job, it's going to be an entry-level job, while her husband or ex-husband goes on to continue the lifestyle that he had and the lifestyle that she maintained for all those years. And then to just be dropped and have to go get a job making, you know, maybe $10, $15 an hour, completely flip someone's world upside down.
The only other thing I can think of that maybe, you know, would not lean towards what his attorneys are going to say is that she, what did, didn't you say she was like 70 years old?
70. They're older, yeah. Older people, yeah.
Okay, so like she's already in her 70s. So it's not like that she's going to be able to go and start now her dream career. She probably is only going to be able to get an entry-level job or not something that's very high-paying anyway because she's that much older, and I'm sure she's not going to be working that long.
So she'll just kind of live off of this then.
Yeah, so really, like, she kind of can't go in there and get a regular job, so she kind of would need some help.
Hey, Jessica, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Amber, what did you want to say?
I just want to say that that's nothing what she's really getting. That's $6,000 a year over those 30 years. That's nothing. I mean, I think he's getting off a little lucky.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that math.
Dang, Amber.
This is why we're in radio.
What school did you go to with that amazing division ability? We're so proud of you. No, you bring up a good point, Amber. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Michael's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Michael? What'd you want to say?
I just wanted to bring out the point that we're missing here. So for 27 years, that man took care of her. He took care of her. He clothed her. Whatever she needed, he provided it for her because mm-hmm. she didn't have the funds to do it herself.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that his job, though, Michael? Because she had a college degree. She probably most likely could have taken care of herself, but she, quote-unquote, did the sacrifice of raising the family and gave that up.
Right, right. So she made that choice, and then turned her husband did what he supposed to have did, and took care of her while she was doing those duties. So for 27 years, her husband took care of her. So I don't feel like she's obligated to have something, but at the old age, I could see I wouldn't leave her just hanging by the wayside, especially if he had some money. But I don't see, like, it shouldn't be a feel like an obligation for him to pay her $200,000.
Thank you for calling the Joe and Alex Show. Brent, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about this guy? He and his wife got divorced, 70 years old, and he had to give her $200,000.
Yeah, so honestly, I kind of understand it. I mean, yeah, she took care of the kids for 30 years and was out of work, so you know, you can look like she had a 30-year vacation. But she also, for 30 years, was not getting pay increases every year. You know, she wasn't getting a 3% cost of living raise, nor was she able to say anything back in retirement because she didn't have her own personal income. So he doesn't have a 401k. She's 70 years old. I mean, $200,000, it sounds like a lot. But, I mean, she sacrificed 30 years to raise the kids and keep up with the house and everything. Has no retirement fund to fall on. Has nothing of her own.
All right, Brent, those are some good points. Cody, we'll wrap things up with you. You're on the Joe and Alex Show, Cody.
Yes. Like, so, first of all, we need to know how many kids this woman actually had with him.
Why does that matter?
Because you think about it, these kids, honestly, she's with them 24/7 for 5 years, and then they go to school. So what was she doing with her time not pursuing her career while these kids were in school?
And it's much easier to take care of one kid than, like, five, right? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Exactly. If you only have one child, and 5-6 years pass, and they're full-time in school, and you're not pursuing your career, I feel like that's a personal choice.
Well, plot twist, this old woman was the old woman who lived in the shoe, who had so many children, she didn't know what to do.
Oh, then he better double up the payment. This is bull crap. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And there's something going on. I don't have the answer to it, but I'm going to need some help here. If you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, I've been with my wife, Lindsay, for 7 years. I met her when I worked in a country radio when I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And she's traveled across this wonderful country of ours with me, and I appreciate that. But we've been together 7 years and married for almost 4, coming up in several months. But I'm wondering what's going on with our relationship. And maybe I'm totally off base with this. I don't know exactly what's happening, but yesterday I received a text, and I don't know what's going on or what to do. Real quick, don't say anything. Just give me your vocal reaction to saying this. This is the text that I got Alex and Liv yesterday. Pork chop?
Really?
Yeah, really. Liv?
Oh, I know what this is.
Let me see again.
You know what this is?
Yeah.
You know what this is?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God.
I want to see what
First, I want to hear what you have to say. Because
this is more of a visual, so I got to try to talk here. We are on the radio. It says, "Hey, sexy, it's Jenna. I'm in Grand Rapids till next week. Let's meet, maybe grab a drink. I could use your tongue again."
Ew.
Again.
And there's a picture included of her having her teeth pulled or her t-shirt pulled up by her teeth, showing her cleavage in a bra.
She's totally a member of the daddy gang.
What's the daddy gang?
From the Call Her Daddy podcast.
It's like a podcast.
Oh, I said, "Hi, Jenna. I think you texted the wrong person." And then she said, "Oh my God, I'm sorry. That's pretty embarrassing. Sorry for the pic, LOL. I've been texting this dude I met on a dating app a while back from Grand Rapids. I guess I saved the number wrong." And I said, "Ha, it's all good. Hope you find his number."
Why did you even respond?
Well, I'm in radio and I like to see where things go. So that's what I did. And then what does she respond with? She responds with this. Another photo.
She just kept going, sending more and more pics.
She sent another photo to me where she's showing her.
Okay. I know exactly.
Did you tell your
wife? And then she said, "Are you more into big blanks or a natural booty? I've got more where this came from." And I said, "I think we have to stop. I'm married." And that was pretty much it.
Oh, good for you.
So, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not stupid. I did last night very briefly. I didn't tell her all this. I said, "Hey,
you didn't show her the pictures."
I did not show her the pictures. These
why?
Because I don't want my wife to get worried. And I did give her a heads up because all of her coworkers listen to our show, and I don't want them like, "Oh my God, your husband cheating on you."
No.
So I wanted to give her a heads up of what we're talking about. But Liv, you said you think you have an idea here. What's your idea?
Joel, Daddy, my boyfriend got the same. It's a different picture, but
no
the
way.
Same format of text with a photo like that first sent. Then the text message, I think last week, and he showed me, he was like, "Oh my gosh, wait, look at what this girl sent me." And I started dying laughing. And I was like, "Who is this girl?"
Because I'm going to kill her.
She said like the same exact thing, like, "Oh, hey, Jason, I'm in like blah, blah, blah this week. Like I'm close by, like we should get." And then he was like, "I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number."
These hoes be trifling out here.
Yes. And she said, "I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number."
You think it's the same girl?
And no, it's not the same girl. It's a different girl. And she said the same exact thing, like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Like I was like talking to a guy that I met on like a dating app who was from here. But like, I am going to be in town though, if you want to hang out, like I could really use some company."
Ew.
These are like spam.
Okay, and here's where I live, and here's where I think Liv is right, and this went from I thought my wife was trying to bust me cheating, because then it's like, "Hey, well, why don't you just click this link and we can chat on a webcam?" And of course, I clicked the link, I
what?
Will be honest, and it was some like thing where you enter your credit card information,
yes.
And I'm like, and then I asked her, I'm like, "So do you just randomly text guys' numbers to sign up to watch you on cam?" And she's like, "My phone's about to die, but let's have some fun." I'm like, "Okay." I said, "Thanks for the entertainment. Please don't text me anymore. Like I said, I'm married, but I'll talk about this on the radio." And no response after that.
Dude, it's got to be a bot.
Is that what it is?
I think it's a bot.
Yeah, it's spam. So girls will also do this on Bumble and on Tinder to guys, and they'll also do this on Snapchat.
Yeah, I've never heard of this before.
You'll get random people adding you on Snapchat, and like if you accept it, then they'll be like, "Hey, like, pay for my like exclusive Snapchat."
But
and
you were thinking this was Lindsay.
Porn.
No, well, here's the thing where I thought two things, Alex. I thought it was my wife, Lindsay. I actually thought of three things when this is happening. First, I'll just be totally honest. I was excited. I'm like, "Oh my God, somebody like," because I thought it was my ex. When like I did date girls before I was married, and I have an ex named Jenna.
Oh my Ooh. God.
And she had big old boobies like this girl did.
Okay.
I was like, "Oh my God, my ex has still got it with me. She can't get over me." So at first I was excited.
But wait, if that was the case, why would you be excited?
I'm just saying, because people like to feel wanted. I would never act on it, but everybody, I don't care what you say. You can judge me all you want. I am trying my best to be a good husband. But that being said, being real and just being an honest person, we all like to be have attention and desire. I didn't act upon that because I'm not a turd. My point is, though, if a guy, one of your exes, Alex, like if you're engaged or married, if he still's like, into you, you don't think it's like a turn on at all?
It's like he feels flattered.
I feel very flattered. Thank you, Liv, for digging me out of that hole. Kaya, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
So last week, my boyfriend sent me a screenshot, I'm assuming to do the same thing as your wife, so if I ever saw this, I wouldn't freak out. And it's a picture of somewhat the same exact thing. This girl, half naked, and she said, "Hey, it's Jenny. I'm going to be in Indianapolis this week. Let's get a few drinks while I'm here. I know you miss me. I have some time off."
Oh, my word.
Definitely a bot.
And he said, I think my guy gave you the wrong number. And then she goes along to say, are you even a guy? Like, and it keeps the conversation going. So I don't know if it's a bot or not, but that is strange. That
well,
it's
that,
the same exact format.
That's the thing, because I said, I'm like, hey, I'm married, you know? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like seeing photos unlike anybody else. But it just responds not to the thing about, oh, it doesn't matter, but it's just like, check me out on my cam. It's like, it's not a human.
How do they
it's
know
like
the, that the person under on the other end is always a man? Like, that's what's interesting to me. It's not like Liver, I've gotten this bot. It's only dudes.
Well, because all of our information is out on, like, Facebook, and Facebook sells that information to other people. And
oh, so now Liv's in on the conspiracy.
Yeah,
she finally buys it. She finally buys it.
To be honest, though, I would rather have half-naked photos spamming to me than all those calls I get during the day. So you guys can keep this up. Just want to throw it out there. If anybody else is getting that, I guess my misery, my pain, my awkwardness in my relationship with my wife, now you know what happened. Now you know. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. I'm telling you right now, nobody knows what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, what famous movie is this quote from? Tie in the wind. Tie-tie, chickabee, tie-tie in the wind. No one on the show knows, and I'm pissed. You know what it is, 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll put you on the air. You can tell me what movie that is from. If you know, tie-tie in the wind, Joe, tie-tie in the wind.
This has been another random thought inside Alex Clark's head.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
After Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to an MMA fight, Justin Bieber is now backtracking and says he was just playing around. Oh, little baby got scared. Bieber said he had just watched an interview of Tom Cruise, and so he had him on his mind when he made the bizarre tweet. Justin Bieber did admit that if the fight were to happen, he would need to get in shape because Tom Cruise would beat his butt. Yes, he would.
Ah!
Chris Daughtry's wife, Deanna, has revealed that she is bisexual. Deanna has been keeping her sexuality to herself for years, but recently said in an interview with People magazine, I was hiding and shutting down a part of myself. As I built these walls up to protect myself, I was creating a prison and I couldn't fully experience life and people couldn't fully experience me, and it's all based on fear. Daughtry says he's known since they started dating, even knowing that Deanna had been in a serious relationship with a woman, and says, I didn't care. I didn't feel threatened. I wanted her to be happy and who she was and not hide that or be ashamed.
No wonder Chris Daughtry's coming home.
The phone lines are blowing up. People know.
All
they
right.
know the movie quote.
Samantha, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is it?
Now with Jodie Foster?
Yes, say it with me.
I don't even think I can.
Tie tie in the wind.
Hey, hooray.
Wait, hold on, hold on. What
you don't know Nell with Jodie Foster?
No, what are you actually saying so I can try to do it in that
See
way?
See if somebody else knows.
All right, thank you for the call, Samantha. Nikki's on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you know what Alex is talking about?
Absolutely, it's Nell.
Can you say the quote?
I'll try. So, tay-tay in the wind.
Wait, are you saying Tay-Tay in the wind?
Yeah, but what she means, it's this woman. Okay, explain the movie Nell to Joe. It's this lady that was like, she grew up being raised like in the forest, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And then like some detective or somebody finds her and she just grew up in the forest. So she's raised by wolves or whatever. And so she has a weird language that nobody else speaks. And it's about her kind of getting reacclimated back into society. Into her language, she's saying like trees sway in the wind. But she's saying tie tie in the wind.
And I knew exactly what you were talking
yes!
about.
Yes, you guys are the real ones.
The real crazy ones. Hey, thank you, Nikki, for calling in. On.
Joe, it is a great movie with Jodie Foster. You have to watch it today.
Let me see if I can do it justice. Here we go.
Tay-Tay in the wind. It's very good.
Thank you. Thanks for all your calls. Thanks, Nikki, Cynthia, and Troy. We're going to continue on with the garbage, but thanks for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX.
I love it. This week is the 25th anniversary, by the way, of the day that O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman were murdered. Ron Goldman's sister, Kim, talked to GMA and said that she once saw O.J. Simpson in a parking lot and almost got revenge.
A couple years after the verdict, I saw him walking across
the parking lots or what I believed was him. I was by myself in my car, and I saw that gate, that little gate that I'd been following for so many years. And I have the engine, and I gripped the steering wheel thinking I could take him out right here and nobody would know. But
that's not you.
No, and I would never do that to my dad, but that's not me. You're right. It was just a fleeting moment, but it happened for sure.
That's crazy.
I know. And before Game 7 last night in the, what is it, baseball? What are we on?
NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the Blues.
Oh, yes, NHL. So hockey?
Yes, hockey.
Okay, all right. So Jenna Fischer, who played Pam on The Office, talked about, she was at this game, because what was it, the St. Louis game or something?
Yeah, Game 6, yep.
Well, this
or,
said...
Or before, yeah, yeah.
Before Game 7.
Yep.
So she was there or something. They had her as a special guest. And so she had something funny to say about a longtime feud she had with her castmate, John Krasinski, who played Jim on The Office.
Let me tell you something. This feud has been going on for a long time between us, because when we were shooting the show, the Red Sox and the Cardinals were in the World Series. And Phyllis and I, Phyllis is from St. Louis, we would be in my trailer cheering for the Cardinals. And he had BJ and Steve Carell in his trailer cheering for the Red Sox, and they swept us in four, and it is my turn. All right, it is my turn to rub it in his face. So let's go, Blue.
As the biggest fan of The Office maybe ever, I absolutely loved that, and now all of a sudden I like sports.
There
hockey,
you go.
I guess.
Whatever it takes.
Coming up in less than an hour, did Khloe Kardashian get Tristan Thompson to cheat on his first baby mama with her?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
833-JOE-ALEX, what is your ugly crush, like a celebrity? And listen, I don't think these people are ugly, but when I tell people I like them, like, oh my God, they are not attractive, they are not hot. I will agree they may not be the hottest things in the world, but gosh darn it, I think they look good, I think they're cute. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's actually kick it off real quick. Darren's on the Joe and Alex show. Thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Darren, what's your ugly crush? Who is it?
Katy Perry.
She's not ugly. Oh, she is not
she
ugly.
Is.
Without makeup, she looks different.
I'm going to look it up.
Without makeup.
Oh, wait, you've never Googled Katy Perry without makeup?
No.
I feel so bad because I want to be like Porkchop. I don't want to say anybody's ugly, but Darren brings up a very good point. Katy Perry done up with makeup and not two different people. So your microphone, I think, is muted or something. I can't hear you. Can you guys hear us?
No, I'm still here.
There's
so many
celebrities that are ugly without makeup. Like, a ton of celebrities are so, like, night and day without makeup.
I'm looking at a side-by-side here. I really don't think she looks bad. I think she's naturally pretty.
Yeah, she's not cute without makeup.
All right, Darren's being real, Alex. You got to keep it real.
All right.
Stephanie, 833-JOE-ALEX, called in. Stephanie, who do you have?
Jeremy Allen White.
Now, is that from Shameless?
Yes, it's Lip from Shameless.
Oh, dude, Lip is
and
not
he
ugly.
He gets all the ladies on the show.
I don't think he's attractive at
dude,
all.
Dude, Lip is not ugly.
His personality.
I think he is so hot.
His nose is way too big. I am not into big noses.
I started watching that show just for him. I think he is so sexy.
It is so funny how one person on the show is like, that is so attractive. The person's like, oh my God, I'm going to puke. They're so ugly.
Well, that's just how it goes, because Liv should say who her ugly celebrity crush is, because
well,
Liv thinks the ugliest guys are hot.
Hey, Stephanie, thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Liv, then what do you got?
So I've got a couple. First is Andy Samberg. Super, super hot.
I don't think he's ugly.
Larry David.
Definitely
super,
ugly.
Super, super hot.
Oh
like
my
the
gosh.
Curb, yes.
Well, Andy yes. Samberg actually is a little bit ugly. Okay.
Yeah, and then also Post Malone.
For
yes,
sure ugly.
Yes, because that is like Oscar the Grouch's like stepson or
You're
something.
You're talking about Larry David, this old,
yeah.
old ass guy.
Yeah. Curb
that
Your
has
Enthusiasm, yeah.
A bald spot and white hair on the sides
I
of
think
his head.
He's so hot. I also
Are those
think,
daddy
ew.
Goals?
I also think Bill Murray. Super hot.
How?
I'll
Bill
give you Bill Murray.
Bill Murray is hideous.
No, Bill Murray's super hot. And also my last like kind of older guy one is Steve Martin. Dad.
Steve Martin
D.
is attractive.
I feel
Bill
Daddy.
Murray is not attractive. Bill Murray
is so
as
hot.
A person looks like a soft, saggy nipple.
I feel like Liv, the web girl's dad, Papacini needs to have his friends watch out, because I feel like Liv would just scoop him up like any of those guys.
This
like,
is
daddy
insane.
Goals. Now for me, this is where I get crap. 833-JOE-ALEX. I think Meghan Trainor looks good, but everybody I talk to is like, oh, she's so ugly.
Meghan Trainor is 0% attractive. If there was a negative 5%, she would be it.
Okay, that's an example.
She is so unattractive to me.
Now, I feel kind of creepy, but not. I didn't say like I wanted to do anything. I think I saw a photo of this girl, and I was like, wow, she is just beautiful. I said beautiful. That's the first word I said. And that is Billie Eilish. Now, she's 17, so I'm not going to elaborate on this because I don't want to go to jail. But my point is, I'm like, she's really cute. She's beautiful. And you guys said she looks like she's sick.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. Some pictures, when Billie Eilish had the white blonde hair, then I can see it. Like, she does look beautiful in these pictures, I think. She looks very edgy. She is an unconventional beauty. She looks like she could be a high fashion runway model because she is different looking. But in her recent Instagram pictures where she has this dirty looking, greasy black hair and under eye circles and all that, she just looks scary. I don't think she looks beautiful really in those. But her other pictures with the blonde, she does.
All right, you can call in with who you have, and also you can comment on what we've thrown out there. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's go to Christine. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What'd you want to say?
Hi, I like Kylo Ren.
Oh. I gotta look up who that is.
Yeah, we have to, some of these we have
he's
to Google
super
him right now.
He's hot. He's from Star Wars. His name is Adam Driver. That is like the actor's name. Okay. But yes, I think he's so hot. He was in a show called Girls, which was on HBO.
Ew.
And he was so hot.
This guy is gross. He looks like a salamander. No, thank you.
Oh, wait, no. He was also, wasn't he in the new Star Wars or something?
That's what she said. Kylo Ren.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Kylo Ren is his Star Wars.
This guy is
he's not ugly.
Ugly. I hate the pale skin and the black hair. Please.
Yeah, he was in Black Klansman, Star Wars, Girls,
no.
Lucky. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff he's been
I hearing. Would rather cut my left arm off with a dull butter knife than make out with this
Well, that's because you're right-handed, of course. Say your right arm and then we'll know you're serious. Hey, thank you, Christine, for calling in. Stephanie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. We're talking about people that maybe they're not the most attractive person, but you got a crush on them.
Yeah. Ever since high school, I have had a celebrity crush on Maury Povich.
You are not.
Yeah.
How is this real life right now?
Maury Povich is a good looking guy.
I don't see it.
I think he's like a silver fox.
Not even close.
No, I agree with you. Alex,
thank
honestly,
you for playing, but
Alex
no.
has got something wrong with her eyes. Have you been,
whatever.
Have you been to the eye doctor at all?
Let me tell you who mine is. Is mine ugly enough? Okay, so my ugly celebrity crush would be Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande's ex and SNL.
He's very ugly, but he's a nice guy.
I've heard both that he's hot and that he's ugly.
He
I don't
is
really
not
know.
Hot. Nobody says he's hot.
Yes.
I do not think he's ugly enough. I think everyone thinks he's hot, especially like he got Ariana Grande. You don't get like that caliber of celebrity and like hotness if you're not hot.
If but Pete see, Davidson, Alex, or Liv was a garbage man, and no offense to garbage man, I'm just saying if he didn't have prominence or everybody knew who he was, or if he was the plumber or the mailman, you wouldn't even look twice at him. You actually
well,
might be freaked out by him.
Congressman Dan Crenshaw, when he went on SNL to kind of roast him after he tried to roast Dan Crenshaw, he said he looked like if the meth from Breaking Bad was a person. That's Pete Davidson.
So I think popularity, people knowing you, gives you hotness. At least gives you more of a shot. So
I think he's the perfect combination of ugly hot. I think all the guys that Liv listed are just ugly.
All right, Danielle has something, and I don't understand why Danielle's saying this. Danielle, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You're saying that this person that I see on my screen, you think's unattractive, but you like them?
I didn't say unattractive, but I said he was my celebrity crush.
Oh, okay.
Like, I grew up liking him.
Okay, I'm so sorry. We appreciate that, but that's not what we're talking about. But
why? Who was it? Was it a hot person?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, are you kidding me?
He's not
but she likes him. I thought the reason that we had her on was because she thought that he was ugly, but she had a crush on him. And I was trying to understand how she thought Justin Timberlake was an ugly guy. Oh,
I
well.
Actually am not attracted to Justin Timberlake. I'm okay. Here's who I'm not attracted to that everyone is: Justin Timberlake, Channing Tatum. Not attracted.
Oh
to
my
him.
God.
He is. He looks like a thumb to me with a face.
I agree.
I am not attracted to that guy.
How are you not attracted to Channing Tatum? I am attracted to him. I'm not even into dudes.
To me, John Mayer is 10 times hotter than Channing Tatum.
John Mayer looks like a sick vampire. Talented as hell. He is an amazing artist, but as far as looks, I mean, I'm a flat blob. I look like the thing from Star Wars or Stay Puft.
Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I ate him.
John Mayer could suck my blood then because he is one of the hottest guys. His mouth just is in a permanent pout. Oh, yes.
See, John Mayer, though, is one that everyone thinks is hot. Like, he's dated at least, like, 15 A-list celebrities, but...
Yeah, he would be my real celebrity
crush.
Have
you seen with Channing Tatum?
I saw it in theater.
And you still don't think he's hot? Like,
I think dancing is hot.
The way he dances, oh my gosh.
Yeah, dancing, but he...
Love him.
No. He dresses like white trash and all those movies. I'm not into that. And also his face, just not hot to me.
All right. Once again, Alex proving why she's a virgin. Thank you very much. Radio now, 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. That's 833-563-2539. Alex, real quick, explain to everybody if they're just tuning in what your idea is for Father's Day this coming weekend.
Joe wants to have a baby. His wife, Lindsay, is not ready yet. She wants to wait a few more years. So I told him a good way to convince her would be to give her like a gift basket of a bunch of stuff on Sunday, have her open it that says like best dad ever and all this different stuff. And then she opens it and he's like, see, wouldn't it have been fun for me to open this today, for us to have celebrated today or something like that. And then maybe she'll be like, oh, you're right. And then change her mind.
Lindsay, just so you know, I really didn't come up with this. This was Alex's idea. So I'm going to get my stuff chopped off later. Dana, we'll kick it off with you. What do you think about this idea?
I don't like it.
Why?
I feel like it's like, well, it's putting her in an awkward situation and it's kind of pushy. I feel like when you want to have a baby, you have to be mutual, you know?
Well, I guess.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's awkward. If my husband, like, brought me a basket of stuff and we didn't have kids, I would be like, what's going on?
Wait a minute. What if Alex actually just sends it to us so I don't have to do it?
See, that's different. It's coming from an outside, you know, view. And
you
maybe other
less...
people think you're ready.
There's...
And when your wife sees... other people thinking you're ready to have a baby, maybe she'll feel she's ready too, you know?
No, it would be way weirder for me to send them a happy Father's Day gift basket.
Dana, do you think that I'm ready to be a father as a listener of the Joe and Alex show?
I don't think anybody's ready to be a parent, to be honest. It just happens.
All right. That's the politically correct answer.
I have two kids, and it just happens, honestly. And you turn into a great parent once you're actually doing it, you know?
I've seen people on Cops that have kids. I think I can do better than that. So, Dana, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Here's what I think you should do.
Uh-oh.
I think that you should give her a gift that is like a onesie. That says, you know, what Alex said.
Happy Father's Day.
Or like, I have the best dad. And be like, babe, I have been switching out your birth control with placebo.
Oh!
And you're pregnant. Ah! And then she's going to be like, oh my gosh, but honestly, I'm excited. And then be like, just kidding. But see, you would be excited. We should have a kid.
You guys don't realize that my wife is going to kill me.
You don't understand, do you?
Then
the next time you guys sleep together, she'll think that she's already pregnant. So then, you know, she won't have taken her birth control. And then she really does get pregnant. And then it all falls in with the timeline.
Yeah. And see,
I'm not psycho.
Yeah.
Not at all. That totally makes sense.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Jasmine's on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi. Now, all of those plans are horrible ideas because she's going to be mad. Like, at the end of that, she's going to be mad. So if you have any friends that have kids, like small kids, not like a 3-year-old that's going to throw a tantrum, but like a 6-month-old or like to newborn age, like she needs to see you with the baby.
Ooh.
And she's going to be like, oh my God, my ovaries, I want to have a baby.
That's a good idea, Joe. Just say you're going to hang out with one of your couple friends that has a kid.
Yeah, you find some friends with babies.
Jasmine,
yes.
Do you think I would be a good father? Do you think it's time for Joe to have a kid?
33. Yeah, that's perfect age. Anything past 30, like you're mature, you're ready. So yeah, that's a good age right now.
All right, Jazz and I appreciate you, but that was like the least enthusiastic endorsement I've ever heard. Yeah, sure, I guess. Okay.
Listen, just probably the best solution is to have an open and honest conversation with her. Tell her it's Father's Day. That gets me thinking about, you know, being a dad. Like, let's talk about it, you know?
God, Lindsay, I know you're not going to believe me, honey, babe. I didn't bring any of this crap up. Do I want to be a dad? Yeah, I'd love to knock you off this weekend.
Lindsay should know by now, I'm always the instigator.
Somebody on the show needs to have a kid. And to be honest, I mean, I don't see pork chops fitting one on anytime soon. So I have to step up and fill that role, okay? That's going to do it for a Thursday edition of the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. Now, before we roll out this mother, I want to remind you, joeandalexshow.com. You can check out Ask Alex. You can see on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, by the way, what went down as far as a girl sending me a topless photo. Well, she had a bra on, but it was a shirtless photo. I think it's a scam. Other people said it's a scam. I hope my wife believes that. Man, so much messed up stuff. Always, stuff always happens here. Alex, what do you got going on for the rest of your Thursday? What are you doing?
I have got to order my groceries. I cannot even tell you. It's been like 2 weeks or so since I've gotten any groceries. So I was eating like chips for dinner, crumbs I can find around my apartment. Like, and it's not because I'm lazy about going to the grocery store. I'm lazy about being lazy because I order my groceries and get them delivered to my apartment. So all I have to do is sit on my freaking couch and go on the app and just press like select what I want. And I have just not done that. So I know I am the worst and it's first world problems.
Man, crumbing everywhere. Live the Web Girl, what do you got going on today?
Nothing. I'm going to try to work out, but I'm doing this detox, and so I can't drink coffee, so I have, like, really low energy. Like, I'm so tired, but I'm hoping that, like, once I have, like, my second shake and, like, a snack, I'll be good to go.
We need that big Live energy out of you. You got to step it up.
I know.
Pork chop, what do you got going on today, bud?
Trivia, Family Feud at the Britain Tavern.
All right, cool. And me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I really want to go disc golf, but it's still raining outside our studios. We can't see a dang thing.
It is.
I know it was pouring this morning.
I cannot tell. You know what? I can't tell because they have us in a freaking dungeon in here, and the windows are all fogged. Like, they have some kind of film on them, so we can't even
see outside. Just say it. We're too damn ugly, and they don't want anybody to see us from the outside.
Yeah, that's what it is. I cannot tell if it's sunny or cloudy.
It's definitely cloudy.
It is.
Okay. Yeah, it's supposed to be cloudy.
Well, it said it was
going to
be cold today. It said the high was only like 61.
60. It's 64 now.
Ooh, isn't that insane?
Oh, it's supposed to be sunny at 9 p.m.
Oh, great.
Oh, great.
As the sun goes down.
So I can take a nap before my big plans for today. Awesome.
This has been the worst summer so far, the summer month so far for Indy. I mean, rain. Well, you know, I count it as summer, even though I know it's still officially spring until like another week or so. But I just feel like, has this not been so rainy and just not great?
Well, no, I agree. She's right.
We talked about it around the Indy 500 when we broadcast live outside of the Speedway. The fact that like for the 14 weeks leading up to the Indy 500, we didn't have a weekend without rain or snow.
Yeah.
What is this crap?
The forecast coming up for the next week?
No,
what?
Is it good?
Literally thunderstorms every day, Saturday through Saturday.
What is going
on? No, but dude, they have been so wrong about that. There's been so many events that it was supposed to rain for. It was supposed to rain on Pride, didn't happen, and it was supposed to rain on the Indy 500 all weekend. It didn't rain at all.
Well, if someone could please tweet at God and ask him to stop. Thank you.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Yep. All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that fun stuff unless we get the heck out of here. So, Alex, Live the Web Girl, Producer Pork Chop, and my nail, my Joe. I don't know what I am. Myself, Joe.
Ciao.
Liv, I need some of your pixie sticks, whatever you're taking for energy.
I'm about to have like two more.
All right. You go ahead and snort those things up. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Dude, why are you saying ciao?
Because yesterday you said we're doing it in a different language every day.
Avita saying.
No, salam.
Avita saying.
Can we wrap up the week to saying goodbye?
Salam. You're, I think that means hello, though.
I think you're saying salami and you're
salam
hungry.
Salam is Arabic for something.
Ciao.
Ciao.
All right. I'm saying goodbye. This is America. Bye.